The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The school holidays have officially kicked off, and for thousands of Perthlings, that means packing up the kids and heading down south. Joining me now to give us an update on what's happening in the region is Busselton Mayor Grant Henley. G'day, mate.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
And so how's it looking down there? Is the town filling up?
I think it's pretty full. Everyone that wasn't at the footy or the Royal Show is certainly headed down this way, I think, or at least into regional areas. But every car park yesterday was full of dads paying retribution for watching the telly all day Saturday, I think.
And what are the tourism operators telling you down there? Are they feeling pretty optimistic at the moment?
Yeah, look, very full, as we have been for over a year. West Australians wandering out yonder and holidaying at home. We're seeing that. There's a lot of people, a lot of venues yesterday. Car parks were full. Places were full. Reservations necessary everywhere that you go. Unfortunately, the side effect of that is that we don't have enough staff. So some businesses actually had to close and have to close, you know, 1 or 2 days a week. So there's some disappointment there. So, yeah, you definitely need to do your homework before you head out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because we know there's a lack of backpackers around at the moment because of COVID. It's cost the region a lot of workers. So just how bad is the worker shortage down there right now?
Yeah, it's pretty big. There was a local business that actually shut down for the school holidays. They had a couple of junior staff who were heading off for the holidays and they just couldn't make it work without working 12-hour days, 7 days a week themselves. And they weren't prepared to do that. And instead of shut their quite lucrative burger business down, would have made a killing over the holidays. But, yeah, just the staff preclude them being able to do it.
Yeah, wow.
In a month or two's time, we'll have all of those Year 12 school leavers looking for summer employment and some gap year jobs that will rush in to fill the void. But at the moment, yeah, it's a real struggle for business owners.
And what is it like for the locals down there? Because there was, you know, always this idea that they weren't completely thrilled that these hordes of Perth holidaymakers flocked to the town. But I'm imagining if you can't get a booking at your local restaurant, then you might be a little bit ticked off.
Yeah, look, I'm sure there is that. And people are used to that during peak periods. The unique experience we've had this last year is almost a continuous peak period where if you're going out on the weekend, any weekend, you really need to book, and especially in hotspots like Dunsborough, where there's just been a constant flow of visitors. It's great for the businesses. It's great to have people employed and that. But there's also a bit of fatigue from locals who can't park and get down to their favourite surf spot or fishing spot or in to get a coffee with a long queue at their favourite coffee spot.
Yeah. And when places like Shelter, that new pristine joint down there on the Esplanade, that's got to be helpful to just build up the capacity of the region.
Absolutely. I happened to ride my bike past yesterday and it was bursting at the seams. And in fact, I'm standing there now having a coffee looking out over the cavernous interior. But yeah, it was well and truly packed yesterday.
Yeah, wow, that's great to see. So what else are people doing down there? What do you reckon will be the main attractions for families?
Yeah, we're looking at, I think, the state government's voucher bonus, that some of that has been extended. So experiential tourism has suffered with COVID. We've seen many, many thousands of Perth people come down to the region, but less likely to participate in an experience such as going on to the jetty and the underwater observatory, the caves, lighthouses, and the other experiences in the region are missing out to a certain extent. So yeah, people have a vacation at home and do the things that visitors used to do when they came to the region and keep those people in work as well.
Yeah, because I guess, you know, when you're talking about interstate or international tourists, they're the ones who are taking up the opportunity to see everything, do the cultural tours, do the jetty, do some of those more ritzy, high-end winery and food tours. I'm sure those operators are the ones that have been doing it toughest.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've noticed that, and we're sort of encouraging people to do that. And the state government has last year through the voucher program, and again this year, some of the money we were going to put towards vouchers for interstate visitors when our services commence to Melbourne one day. That's been repurposed now, and we welcome that announcement repurposed to local people taking opportunities to use those vouchers for experiences. So, yeah, it's a sector that depends on those international interstate visitors traditionally. We're less likely when we go on holiday in our own state to take a guided tour, because I guess we kind of think we don't need to because we live here. But you certainly get more of an in-depth experience when you participate in those experiences.
Mm. And so what's your advice for people who are either down there or heading down there, just to manage their expectations around, you know, wait times and making bookings and all of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, just be aware, you know, if you're down here, you're on holiday, there's no rush. You know, if your meal takes a few minutes extra to come out, just have a little bit of empathy for those guys in the kitchen who are doing it tough and smashing those meals out for so many visitors, and that everyone is experiencing some staff shortages, and also the staff that they have got, they haven't got time to really fully train them. So yeah, just a bit of a smile and a word of encouragement for people who are trying their best to look after you on your break.
Yeah, exactly. And just get into the holiday spirit. Well, Busselton Mayor Grant Henley, thanks for joining us on The West Live. All the best for the coming school holidays.
Pleasure, Ben. Thank you.